from Auroville, March 18, 2009, on microphone Daniel, in studio Samuel and Chloe. We are here in the room of the Auroville Council. Seven people are counting the votes of the resident assembly of yesterday. The attendance was for the vote was important, almost 400 people participated, and the choice between A, B, and C seems to be quite tight, but for the time being, A is first, and C is second, and B is third. But no one of the proposals got 50%, so we don't know what will be the next step. One thing we can say is that the residents seem to be very interested in the choice of the next selection committee and Auroville Council, and right now, the people that are in this room, they are testing all the votes to see if there are not double votes and to see if everybody filled up properly the forms. There are only a few that are not valid till now. Some newcomers voted, and till now they have not the right to vote, but they can assist to the resident assembly, but not take a decision. Here is an excerpt of the resident assembly preceded by a general meeting of Tuesday, March 17th.
So, as we have announced in the mass bulletin, the news and notes, and the Auroville net, we have foreseen to start this meeting by a general meeting, a discussion on the official recognition of Auroville Council. So we plan to make this a 45-minute discussion, after what the closing of the selection process of the resident assembly will start by voting for people who have not expressed their voice yet. So this should take place, if possible, a little bit before 6 o'clock, because many people are requesting to be able to leave at 6 maximum. Your Auroville Council members have come to this meeting and they would like to express briefly their experience being members of the Auroville Council, in particular in relation to this question of strengthening the Auroville Council regarding the foundation.
Welcome, everybody. First, I want to say that we had a good experience, and I think it's a good, with the council, and I think it's a good experience for any Orovillian to go through. So when the voting comes, I recommend you, the people that never was in the council, to have a go.
The news is an echo of activities in the life of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website orovilleradio.org. And thank you for listening.